Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Sunday, the 11th of November, and I'm finally getting back to the audio boo series of who I was, who I became after I was made redundant, and who I am now. So, previously in the boo series, I would have talked about what I did before I was made redundant, how redundancy affected us, and how we decided that we would view my redundancy and the general downturn as an opportunity rather than a disaster. So the first thing that happened, it all sort of began to happen organically about a year after I was made redundant. We met a neighbour on a bus on the way into Dublin who started chatting to us about the lack of things to do for youth in our local area, and that there had been an increase in antisocial behaviour from youths in the local area, something that we hadn't really paid an awful lot of heed to. We had tended to keep ourselves to ourselves up until that point. So both my husband and I had in the past been involved in youth clubs and youth projects through the St. Vincent de Paul, through the Catholic Youth Council, which would be known as the CYC. Not that necessarily we had been involved with them because they were religious organisations, but they were the ones who organised youth clubs and youth projects in the areas where we grew up. And we figured, well, our parents worked on those, volunteered on those for us when we were younger. Why shouldn't we do the same? So the first thing we did was we set up a local youth club in the school, the primary school that is closest to us. And that ran for 3 years. We had to close it down in spring of this year because the price of the hall rental became too expensive compared to the subs that the attendees were paying. So we closed down that youth club, but my husband still runs another youth club along with Feroiga in the youth service down in the town in which we live, which is Balbriggan. And at the same time, we also set up a summer project, which was the first new community run summer project in the town that had been set up in many, many years. And that is still growing strong. We've run that for 3 years now. We'll probably run another one next year. We work it as a team. I do the backroom admin and John does an awful lot of the running around. This year we've got involved in the new allotment association. I've spoken about it in audio boo before and on the blog. There'll be an awful lot of new allotments coming available to the community at the beginning of 2013. And there's other stuff that we're working on in the background. And in particular, I have a project that I can't talk very much about at the moment, but I am hoping that it won't be just locally based in Balbriggan, but that it will make a difference food-wise, because food is what I'm all about. WholesomeIreland.com.